Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'll put you in a fucking rose garden, you cunt. You need a fucking bat in the side of the head.
I'm not a soft target. I'm an F-18, bro. I will destroy you in the air, and I will deploy my ordnance to the ground. We work for the Pope. We murder people.
You have no fucking soul.
We are high priest, Vatican assassin warlocks.
Who the fuck is? You should just fucking smile and blow me.
I will murder you violently. Heim.
What?
Heim Levine. Yeah, that's your real name.
You're a dishonest cunt.
Okay, last I checked, Heim, my success rate is 100%. I am so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning.
Oh, good for you.
You don't look like you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, shut up for a second, all right?
I'm going to hang out with these smoking hotties
around
the world.
Say, I'm lying to me about fake tits.
The goddesses?
They look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you?
Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack.
They look stupid, I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want, Dave. I give a fuck.
Let me just say this about the goddesses. I don't believe the term is good enough.
She just sucked me in 5 seconds. Take that one up with her.
What the fuck is it with you?
Just fucking listen to me.
No!
Listen to my fucking landing.
No!
I'm just telling you the truth.
There are 360 ways to see an elephant. If you put an elephant in the center of a circle and go around that circle 1 degree at a time, you will see that same elephant in 360 different perspectives.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a John set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
Sadly, he's still in a parish today. There you go. There's our little Christmas intro. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Brad. You know me, man. I love Christmas, Muzzle.
Merry Christmas, Six. So we got a special guest tonight. We got Damon Feldman of Celebrity Boxing. This guy, not only has he put together many classic matches, but he was a fighter himself. We're going to have him talk here in a minute. Let me bring on, I think this is Mook. You there, Mook?
What's happening? How y'all doing?
Hey, man, honored to have you back on the show. It's been a minute, man. How you been? You been okay?
Yeah, man, just working my ass off. That's all. Doing the same thing everybody else doing.
Well, I'm going to bring on our guest right now. This is Damon Feldman, Celebrity Boxing. How you doing, Damon? Actually, this is not Damon. This is Skinny. This
what up, Skinny?
Hey, what's up, man?
I got the area codes confused. I got one of the hosts just sitting there waiting. My bad, brother. But yeah, we're gonna have Damon Feldman, Celebrity Boxing, call in. I think he was a professional fighter. I think he told me he had 9-0. Then he got some type of injury, so he had to quit doing it. And then he started doing these celebrity boxing matches. I was just telling Six, he recently had. Remember the Sandman?
Yeah.
He had the Sandman fight Nikolai Volkov. Now Nikolai is like 70 years old. That had to have been fucked up. I mean, can you imagine?
Sandman is like 50-something himself, too, ain't he?
Yeah, both of them dudes are up there,
right?
Yeah, both of them guys are up there, man. So that had to have been crazy. I mean, can you just stand there and jab a 75-year-old dude in the face just continuous? I don't
right.
know.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I don't even think Six could do that. He's capable of anything. But,
dude, you know, I want to see, man. I want to see dude hook up a Todd Bridges and Steve Urkel fight. It kind of needs to happen.
That'd be decent. Yeah.
Todd Bridges and Steve Urkel would be, that would actually be a huge draw.
That'd be a fucking war,
Todd Bridges beat the shit out of Vanilla Ice, if I'm not mistaken. I think he fucked up Vanilla Ice. Just like Joey Buttafuoco fucked up China.
Fucked her up, dude.
China, yep.
He fucking manhandled her ass like everyone knew he would. Just fucking took it to her, dumbass. Amazing fight.
Oh,
I
was
celebrity boxing myself, man.
He
was shit.
For like, I think here's our guest right now. This is, I believe this is Damon Feldman, celebrity boxing. Also, you know, former boxer himself. Is this Damon? No, that's not Damon. This must be Damon, though. This must be Damon.
Hello?
Damon, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing,
real
man?
Good. Welcome to the Church of Reality. We got a whole panel of people here. We got my brother, Six. We got my brother, Skinny. Got Mook. We got yourself. We got some random caller who wouldn't say anything. We'll try to bring them on again in a minute. But I was just telling people that before you started doing the celebrity boxing thing, you were a fighter yourself.
Yes.
Well, tell it to everybody about your career.
Yeah, I was undefeated. I was 9-0. I was on my way, you know, to a world championship. Got injured in an accident. Got into promoting. Met Danny Bonaducci, the actor, and the rest is history. I just started doing celebrity fights and done 80 so far, and we're just building step by step.
80, holy cow.
Man,
I saw a recent one with you were promoting one with Sandman and Nikolai Volkov. Who are some of the more bigger fights that you've done over the last few years?
Well, I've had like everybody from Jose Canseco to Octomom to Rodney King's fought for me. I mean, I've tried to get everybody from Mark Wahlberg to anybody in the ring, you know, Drake, Chris Brown, all of them. I've met them all, tried to put them all in the ring, and, you know, these, one of these are going to work. So it's just like, you just got to keep staying, you know, persistent with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely, I mean, you say Rodney King, you know, rest in peace. He just died not too long ago. What was it like
2012, man.
What was it like working with Rodney King?
Great guy, man. He lived with me for 3 months. And his first match was, he did 4 matches. He went 4-0, and then he stopped. And he was getting ready to take on Jose Canseco. And the next thing they did, they found him in a pool dead. And but he was a great guy, man. You know, he was really humble, and he loved life. And just terrible, you know, the way he went out of there, because he was a really a class individual.
It sounded like he could box. He said he was 4-0, huh?
Yeah, well, he was like a big guy. I mean, we're building like the WWE of boxing here, you know, so we match everyone accordingly. We're just building the brand, man. Get one of you guys in.
That would have been a good fight. Who did Canseco fight?
Canseco fought by Sigahema, former Philadelphia Eagle football player. He fought Danny Bonaducci, and he fought several other people. He did about 6 matches. He's like 5-1.
Wow. Wow. Now, you being a fighter, I imagine you train all these guys. What's it like to train some of these guys?
No, I don't. I don't train them. I just put the events on. But, you know, if these guys want to step in the ring, they get their own trainer. And, you know, I'm the platform for them. Actually, my documentary is coming up. I just signed a TV deal. It's called 16 Minutes to Hollywood, how I gave tabloid stars, actors to athletes, their 16th minute.
Yeah. That's crazy. And most recently, you tried to get this rapper guy, Stitches. Well, he signed a contract, but the game won't sign a contract. Didn't you try to get the game to fight before?
Yeah, I tried to get him out with 40 Glock, and he actually reached out to me, so I was putting together the fight with George Zimmerman and DMX. And he just outpriced himself. But he didn't want to do this match. But, you know, I'm in talks with Stitches right now about, you know, a potential match anyway. So, and technically, you know, third Tuesday night, we're doing a big press conference. maybe one of my bigger fights because it's going to be a big internet fight. I got that guy, Big Brody, the internet star, going to take on Tyrone.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to do the press conference there now Tuesday, so that should be pretty interesting.
Oh, man, you think he's going to be like, I want to fuck your wife at the press conference?
Yeah, that's the guy, baby.
Another dude's got a bald head.
Yeah, exactly. Those two guys are going to go at it, man. It's just, this is really, honestly, man, this could be one of my biggest ones. It's like so interesting because it's definitely after Tuesday, it's going to go viral. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So. Especially if they, the outcome of the fight. I'm hoping McGregor Aldo doesn't go 14 seconds.
Yeah.
I hear you. That guy had
some hands,
though.
I lost money on that fucking lousy fight. Shit.
What about Ronda Rousey? That was she got knocked out. She didn't have a chin, though.
I saw that one coming, man, because, she has zero head movement, doesn't move out the way, and she eats punches. So
yeah, exactly.
It was bound to happen.
That was, she never really been hit anyway. So, you know, when you get hit, it's a whole new world. And I always hated the way she always talked about Floyd. Like, Floyd did his thing, man. I hate when people try to disrespect him. You know what I mean?
Well, you had his uncle fighting. Who's his uncle fighting?
Oh, yeah. Jeff Mayweather. I'm pretty good friends with him. He's going to take on Dickie Eklund from the movie The Fighter. That's my Return to Hollywood event. And I'm getting that together as we speak.
Dick Eklund is going to step back in the ring.
Wow. Yeah, he's going to take on Floyd Mayweather's uncle, Jeff. And Jeff, Jeff's a former contender and should be an interesting matchup.
Wasn't he?
He actually was, former IBO world champ.
Wow. Yeah, we all know Dickie Eklund fought Sugar Ray Leonard, knocked him down, almost beat him.
Yeah. He's also star of the movie The Fighter.
Yeah. They won an Academy Award portraying him,
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's
crazy,
right? Now, when is this fight taking place?
It's going to be March 12th at the Avalon Hollywood, right on Hollywood and Vine. That'll be my fourth event there. Hollywood's great, man. You got to come out and check it out, man. Maybe be guest commentators or something.
Hey, we'd love to. We'd love to. That would be great. Do you ever go out in the Bay Area or?
Never been out that area. Usually I'm in South Florida. Philadelphia's my home state. And Massachusetts and Los Angeles. Los Angeles
Philly,
is my
okay.
second home. Now.
You just mentioned Philadelphia. Now I got to ask you, what do you think of the new Creed flick?
Great movie, man. It really is. It was all about Philly. And it's going to be probably be another one or two. But it was great for Philadelphia. And Michael Jordan did an incredible job. He's one of the top up-and-coming actors, no doubt.
Yeah, he got knocked out for real. Stallone today.
I saw that. That is crazy. I think, I met Stallone a few times. I mean, his brother is actually going to be the referee for the Dickie Eklund Mayweather fight. But he's commentated for me a few times. But I talking to Stallone a few times, he's all about boxing, man. I'm not surprised if he really did make sure he did get knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
And Frank is a beast, too. I remember when he beat the shit out of Geraldo, pretty much.
Yeah, you remember that on Stern.
Howard Stern. Yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah, dude, not only can he sing like Frank Sinatra, he can throw like Muhammad Ali. What a class act. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, you got this big fight coming up with these two internet guys, you know what I'm saying? They're internet sensations, got millions and millions of views. What's been, how's the anticipation been? What's been the feedback that you've been getting so far? You said it should be your biggest fight. Yeah, hello? There you go. Yeah, Damon, what's been the feedback you've been getting on this fight between the two internet guys you were talking about? You said your biggest fight coming up.
Well, it's really, we just put the word out. They signed the contract, but the press conference is Tuesday. So that's probably going to go everywhere once they do the official stare down. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I think it's going to be good. We're gonna show it on live internet pay-per-view, talking to a couple companies right now. So we'll see what's up, man.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, if people want to get a hold of you, even celebrities, they want to slug it out with each other, what's the best way to go to? What's your website?
Well, I'm all over social media, Instagram, Facebook and all. They can always email if someone wants to do it. It's thepromoterx@aol.com, thepromoterx@aol.com. or get in touch with you guys and you get in touch with me.
Yeah,
you set me up for the next celebrity fight. I need you guys' help.
Shit. Yeah, well, we can make it happen. You know, I was actually going to try to get stitches on and the game on tomorrow.
That'd be crazy.
You said that's a, is that pretty much a dead issue, though? Is the game pretty much
Yeah,
no
I don't think
that?
He's going to do it. He's not going to do it. But, you know, stitches were in talks, man. We'll see. Maybe he'll step in the ring soon.
With somebody
he did sign the contract, though. But, you know, once you sign the contract, if the game say, yeah, that fight has to happen. So there's no ands, ifs, or buts. But the game didn't say yes and really basically turned it down. So now it's time to move on to something else.
Yeah.
There'll be another rapper that happens. There has to be some other rapper who's willing to fight the guy.
Yeah.
That's right there, too.
Yep.
Yeah,
well, you got to put the word out there. We'll see what happens.
Most definitely. Now, what's been the craziest fight you've ever had? I mean, was there ever a fight that, I mean, where the contenders really beat the crap out of each other? Like, real bad?
Well, Bonaduce always been a crazy guy. He'd go in and you'd have to tell him to calm down. Like, he'd always be trying. He's this little guy, 5 feet, 3'2". He'd be trying to knock you out. But, I mean, there's some of these guys that went at it. Like, Coolio fought for me. So Coolio took on Jeremy Jackson from Baywatch. He was the kid in Baywatch. That was a war, though. But Baywatch kid won it. But Coolio did try, but he didn't really train for the fight, so.
The weights he was lifting were probably made of glass, unfortunately.
What's that?
His weights were made of glass.
Hopefully
that's not true, though. No, man, Coolio will be back in the ring. But so this guy, he pretty much beat the shit out of Coolio then. The guy from Baywatch beat up Coolio.
The kid from Baywatch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, it's like the beach meets Gangster's Paradise. You would almost have to bet on Gangster's Paradise.
I know. It's funny.
Man. So what happened with Sandman and Nikolai Volkov? How was that?
Oh, that's actually a wrestling event. I'm just helping them out. It's coming up on in January, it's part of ECW Legends and stuff like that. So we're just going to, you know, put that on. It's not part of my celebrity boxing now.
Oh, okay. It's just something you're doing on the side. Oh.
Yeah, it's just helping this boys club out. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now,
yeah.
I'll talk a little bit about this documentary you got coming up. When is it due to come out? And what is it chronicling? Your life?
I'm
going to
start... Yeah, well, just my life, like, you know, how I interacted with, like, all these tabloid stars, headliners, from Tanya Harding to threaten to punch me in the face, to Jose Canseco, twins showing up instead of him to fight, and living with Rodney King, you know, how Michael Lohan, you know, screwed us over. I had to go to TV court, pulled us in, and I had to beat him in court. You know, it's just the crazy ins and outs and how I built this, man. And, you know, how I... started in Philadelphia, Delaware County, where I live, in Broomall, Pennsylvania, and took it to Hollywood and, you know, to the big splash. I partnered with Alki David, a multi-billionaire TV company, and, you know, that's where we're at. Now we're back to just making these things work, and with Brody, Big Brody and Tyrone, it's going to be an incredible event.
Yeah.
Oh. When is that going to happen again?
February 20th. February. It'll be seen online, though.
Who do you got your money on, Skinny?
Man, I don't know. Brody, he's a bigger dude, but Tyrone looked like he's got some fists, man. So
they're both
that's
athletic, though.
Me, really.
They're both but, very athletic.
Yeah. It's a toss-up for me.
They can throw. It should be interesting.
Yeah, that's one I wouldn't mind seeing.
Let's hope they stick with it and they don't pull out like anyone we know. You know what I mean? But we're really excited about this. This could really, honestly, this is probably one of my biggest ones just because it's going to go viral on the internet after Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I'll be looking for it.
Cool, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got to have you.
I'll keep you guys up to date with
it. Yeah, for sure. Well, I know you're a busy man. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
No, definitely, man. I appreciate you having me on.
If
I'm actually at the gym right now.
At the gym right now?
No, I said I'm at the gym right now.
Oh, okay. Well, take it easy, man. I appreciate you.
You got it, my man. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate your work, man.
I guess. Mm-hmm. You too.
Yeah, keep doing your thing. Yeah, that's what's up. We got a caller here, 610. 610, how you doing? 610, okay.
Don't be a shy press, guy. Be a good guy. Come on, guy. How you doing?
I just hung up on the shy guy. Because when you press
that's
one,
sad,
that
huh?
means you want to
shy
talk
guys?
To the host.
What is that?
Yeah, that was it. I kind of liked that interview, man, because, well, one, I'm
good.
Tired. But two, no bullshit. Just straight to the point. No filler, you know. I want to see that fight, too. I got my money on Tyrone as well.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about the other guy. That's the only reason why. The other guy might
kill
him. The
only reason I'm
up
with Tyrone is I know he already trains in jiu-jitsu, which means he already trains in a fighting system. He's probably fucking boxes or something already. So that kind of puts him at the edge to me. If he trains already, and Brody's all, just because he's all big, don't mean he's not going to gas out hella fucking quick. Because you got to be, your body has to really carry all that muscle around. And if you fucking keep throwing too early and you're that big, you're going to gas out pretty fast. And again, they're both big motherfuckers. It all depends.
Yeah. They're going to be throwing hurt bombs for sure.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get a facial bone crack. But yeah, it was pretty interesting. I think, the guy on the. I was tripped out here. Roddy King was a. If he had more time,
right.
I would love to ask some more questions about that. Like, what was that experience like?
Right
with 4-0.
Exactly.
He was getting ready to fight. Think about it. He was getting ready to fight Jose Canseco, and then he died.
Right.
And Jose Canseco, I'm not saying nothing, but Jose Canseco, you know, he's a weird guy. You never know. Maybe he was scared.
Maybe.
He's a snitch. He snitched on all the baseball stars.
Before Dude had to leave, he said something about Jose Canseco's twin brother trying to fucking step in a fight instead. Like Jose tried to pull some bullshit with it. So there's always that, too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easily. Well, I remember the rapper Dice, one of the labels he was signed to, I guess, they weren't messing with him anymore, and he was supposed to perform at these venues. And the CEO just threw on a hoodie and started rapping his verses to all the people. And I guess nobody knew it the first time, but they caught on the second time. Sometimes you got to do, who knows, maybe Jose, maybe he was caught in some type of weird drug-induced coma, who knows. That fucker injected Mark McGuire in the ass with a needle. But,
right.
I don't know. What do you guys got going on this week, man? Everybody, you guys going to be celebrating this wonderful Santa Claus holiday?
I'm trying to avoid that bill.
Santa Claus? If anything, on Christmas, I think I'll watch The Bad Santa. I think that's a good holiday movie that all children should see. You know? Maybe just get really, really fucking high. I don't know. What do you think of Christmas Six? Do you like Christmas?
I mean, yeah. I mean, to extent, I don't give a fuck about a religious point, but I like the Yule log. It puts me asleep at night. I like put some of that shit on TV and then fall asleep. I like walking my dog and you know my dog likes looking at all the fucking lights and shit. So I like that aspect. I don't really give a fuck about it's God's birthday and it's just other nonsense though.
Yeah, and which God's birthday is it? Is it Jesus's, or is it Osiris's, or is it fucking Horus's?
I'm just amazed we know the exact date of his birthday and that we know when December was, or that they even had a December in those kind of days, man. That's fucking amazing to me. Whatever. You know, happy birthday, whoever that is.
You know his birthday is, but you don't know where the hell he was from the age of 1 to 33 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
12 to 33. You know, it's kind of funny. But whatever, you know, people celebrate whatever they celebrate. But
I think you also have fucking
Christmas
Hanukkah.
Religiously, it's kind of stupid.
You got Hanukkah around.
Yeah, there you go. Hanukkah's around.
I think that's dumber than Christmas. That's even dumber because these motherfuckers celebrate a discount.
So it's Ramadan. Who wants to? And then these holidays where you fast.
Who the fuck wants to fast?
The
30 days.
Yeah.
Ramadan.
30
days. It's crazy. I don't know. Or what about those religions where they slash each other's backs with razor blades and chains?
That's
always
Hindu.
Fun too.
Hindu.
Oh, that is hell of a great tradition. We should all practice that here in America. You know, light a fire and light some candles and slash each other's backs open, and then have a rabbi come over and drink the blood.
No, that sounds reasonable.
Well, hopefully we don't have any more blog talk issues tonight. Boy, we were very lucky. Good thing the interview lasted just a few minutes. Shit, what do you got going next Saturday? Anything?
Shit, next Saturday, man? I don't know. I haven't planned, but we'll just fucking bullshit around, kicking some sort of post-Christmassy kind of nonsense, I guess. Hey, we'll still play Christmas, because I got Holly Jolly Christmas on the board, and I like that song because it puts me to sleep. We'll play that shit sometime next week.
Bullshit, man. We'll play it right now, too. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You got to have some other Christmas songs out
Why
here,
not?
Don't you?
Yeah,
you
I just got that
blue,
one. That's the one I really like. I don't
blue
fuck about. Jingle Bells can eat my ass. I don't like fucking Drummer Boy. I don't like none of them other songs, but I like Holly Jolly Christmas. It's a good one.
Oh, hey, I'll tell you what. We got. Why don't we leave them with this? Since the show is so short, we got the classic rant that you did last year, Skinny. On Christmas.
Thanks.
Here we go. We're gonna give them this rant. Let's get the hell out of here. Hopefully, Elaine's okay. Shout out to Mook. Mook actually called in. It was good to hear from
him.
So. Yeah, we'll see you guys Thursday. We got Brother Nip show. And Saturday, KFYB. We'll see you guys here Sunday. We're out of here.
Oh, hey, everybody. Hey, December 25th. It's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas Day, everybody. And Happy New Year coming up.
Fuck all that shit, man. It's your boy Skinny, man. STP Assassin. Skinny Man on the rant. Excuse me. You know, like I said, today's Christmas. You know, everybody should be, you know, thankful for what they have. Even though we just had a holiday called Thanksgiving before that, which everybody had to be thankful for something. Now we have to be thankful for Christmas. Now, next week, we have to be thankful that we made it another year. At the same time, we're going to be making these New Year's resolutions, ones we didn't make all year. We made all year, didn't follow them, and now we're going to redo it again, except we're going to switch it up and say, my New Year's resolution. Oh, come on, get a join in. What's your New Year's resolution? Shit. Avoid y'all motherfuckers, man. And get rid of this fucking cold, too. But still got cold from fucking, what, 2 weeks ago? Shit, maybe I got fucking HIV. I don't know. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. Yeah, it is the whole Christmas phenomenon. You know, for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month even, motherfuckers was trampling each other to get the nicest gift for their friend, you know. After today, actually after yesterday, it was pretty much over with. But now, y'all is going to sit there and say, oh, today's a special day. Merry Christmas to everybody. And it's about God and this and that. But ain't it about giving and all that shit too?
Yes, it's about that too, but it ain't all about that, you know?
Okay, good, because I didn't get your shit. Quiet as a motherfucker. So anyway, yeah, you know, I'm just laughing at these holy days that, you know, people kill themselves and stress themselves out to worry about trying to impress another motherfucker by getting them a gift at the same time. Expected something just as great or even greater than what they got. their counterparts. So, what is Christmas all about? What is New Year's all about? What is all these holidays, corporate holidays, all about for you? Yeah, when I was a kid, didn't know better. Christmas, I could not wait for. I knew right after Thanksgiving was over with, we were thinking about Christmas because people would just go and put up, we would put the Christmas tree up right after Thanksgiving. So for a month, you would have to look at this fucking bright-ass Christmas tree. With your kid, it's fascinating. Because you're suffering through the month. Adults, on the other hand, it's almost like a high for them. Christmas is nothing more than a high. You gotta go out and spend this money. You gotta go out and spend money on this person. Even partway spend money on a motherfucker you don't even like. Yet, it's a high because you're out spending money. Spending unnecessary money you don't need to be spending. It's a high. Christmas is nothing more than a high. And now it just passed you by, and guess what? You went for broke trying to impress some motherfuckers, family, friends, long distance family, whoever. And now I'm betcha you're probably broke. So now, there's nothing else to do, but after today, you open your gifts, you look at what you got. You may be happy with what you got, you might not be happy with what you got. Because, remember now, today is about God. And I could go on to a little God, but hey, fuck it, why not, let's do it. So, last week, I didn't tell a lot of people, but I was in a car accident. A self car accident, driving home, 1 a.m. Getting over right off the exit where I'm getting off of by my house, maybe a mile away or so. I drove just a little bit too much on the shoulder, and on the shoulder there was an ice patch. From there, I started sliding. I slammed the brake, of course that made it worse, only because I was headed towards the wall barrier that's right on the shoulder. I was headed toward there, and my thought was, and the way the car was sliding, if I would have tried to slide back onto the road, I would have crashed into that wall. I would have crashed into the wall barrier, and I had a pretty big car. It's a 2002 Grand Marquis, pretty solid car. So, I'm sliding, so instead of that, I just let the wheel take, and I decide to just ride off of the road into the ditch, but before that, I slam through the pole. I slammed through the pole, knocked the pole down with the passenger side front end, messed up the wheel pretty bad, the drum and all that shit. But I landed in the ditch, not a bruise, not a scratch, both airbags deploded, and from there on, Skinny's talking to you right now without a fucking scratch on me. So, of course, you have your big Jesus heads, your big God heads, who will say, Jesus was with you that night. God was with you that night. Really? Really, let me tell you why I say really. On and on and on and on and on. You always say that Jesus takes the wheel of life. You always say God is perfect. Yet, it was because of me. And I know people say, oh, Skinny, man, you can't give yourself all that credit for being alive. You gotta give God the credit. Really? Really? Okay, well, let's look at it like this, and I bet you're going to scratch your head when I say this, because you're being fooled to now, as usual. But let me tell you this. If God was with me, and God was perfect, and I know y'all motherfuckers are rolling your eyes now, saying, oh, God, I knew. I know what you motherfuckers are thinking when I say this. So I probably only have to explain, but I'll explain it to those that don't know. So if God is perfect and I didn't make the decision, if I didn't save my life from not dying, you know, by running into a wall, I maneuvered that car enough to stay alive. So I ended up off the road, yes. I ended up now without a car. Well, I'm driving a rental until they told me it's a total loss, so now I pretty much got to wait for a fucking check or whatever. But, I did the best of my ability to stay alive without a scratch, without a bruise, without any bodily pain, nothing. I did that because I maneuvered my car away, I guess, enough to stay alive. Yeah, I took my car out, but I'm still alive, still doing this rant, still getting under motherfucker skin. If God was so perfect, and God or Jesus, whoever you want to say, takes the wheel, took the wheel, I would still have a car. Because remember, God is perfect. I would have had still the perfect car. I still would be driving. I wouldn't have to deal with riding in this rental. A little nice rental that I'm driving right now. A Honda, was it a Hyundai or Honda Sonata, whatever. Anyway, yeah, none of that would have happened if God was perfect. Instead, I was able to avoid getting any type of bodily harm on me. No other cars were injured or hurt because it was a self-collision or whatever it was. But somehow you would still give God the credit. And that's fine with me, but I'm just letting you know that I'm not willing to do that. I am willing to tell you, and just have, that I did things to prevent me from dying that night. But instead, you are saying, well, God has a purpose for you. What, to see another Christmas? To see a bunch of you fools still trampling each other, going to all these balls packed, crowded, stomping on each other, looking like a bunch of sardines, fish out of the water, looking like you don't know what to do because someone's in your way, and they're moving too slow, and you're stepping back and forth, side to side, like, well, you move out my way so I can get in there and get this motherfucking PlayStation 4? Really? So, I guess for 300 and the next 300 and let's say 28 days, we won't have to worry about Christmas again after today. And this is where I know people are going to be like, oh God, why you always got to bring race into it? This is where I got to talk to my brothers and sisters in the black community. We're sitting there going to these malls. We're sitting here complaining while on private property at the Mall of America, talking about marching and wonder why people ain't letting you march inside the mall, so you want to protest and shut down shit. And fucking up business for everybody else, which don't bother me at all. That part don't bother me at all. The part that bothers me is, I bet you half you motherfuckers that was protesting, that was saying it ain't right, they ain't trying to kick us outside, that ain't fair,
y'all motherfuckers, I bet you anything that at least half of you, and I'm only saying half because I'm trying to give y'all some credit, but I bet you half of y'all did the little protest, marched with your people, you know, for injustice, for, I forgot what the group was called, but I bet you anything, y'all motherfuckers was Christmas shopping as well, or about to be on your way for Christmas shopping. You motherfuckers ain't boycott shit. And let me tell you something. Black folks who spend the most dollars during Christmas more than anybody on the planet spend the most dollars. The most black dollars spent. Yeah, you have nothing to show for it. And you want to spend more. Because a lot of us are in that diseased, materialistic, I gotta spend my money, burn a hole through my pocket, because when you go home and you take whatever you bought out, you take those pair of pants or that shirt or whatever it is that you bought, and you look and you're like, ooh, I got a little bit of money left. And you look at everything after you had your high adrenaline rush from shopping and pushing motherfuckers over just to get a certain item that you wanted, that you thought you needed. Thought you needed it. You got your little item. You go home, you look at it, and the first thing you do is fall back into depression. Because now you're thinking about, well, I still got this little bit of money. I didn't get enough. And that's what money does. That's what money does to people. Especially black folks. Who are depressed because being black is depressing nowadays. And so then that's when you feel like, damn, I gotta go back and get that high again. So you go out shopping, you go and try to take another, purchase another shirt or another whatever, just so you don't have the money. You want to spend the money. And that's what black folks have. And that's another problem why we can't economically grow, because we have money and we gotta spend it. So that's what it is with Christmas. When I look at it, is motherfuckers feel they have to spend money. They feel they have to burn a hole through their pocket with the money that they have, you know, from working or whatever type of hustler you do. Shit is kind of sad, funny at the same time. This was no special particular rant aimed at anybody or a group of people or nothing like that. But it is aimed at the corporate and the corporates who run the world, who I don't know, man. I don't know where I'm going with it. Christmas is a fucking joke to me. You should have known that by now. The next motherfucker that walks up to me and says, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, I swear, I don't know what I'll do. I don't know if I would turn around and punch you motherfuckers. I don't know what else I would do. But I'm about to jump off of here pretty soon. Guess who has to work on Christmas? This guy right here. So you tell me if Christmas is a special day. If Christmas was that special of a day, I would have the day off. A lot of us would have the day off, period. But God's birthday ain't important, since that's what you tell us, that it's Jesus' birthday. Well, almost the same thing, y'all. Sell that Jesus is God now a lot of times. But enough about that. I'm about to let y'all go. Try to keep this as a shorter rant. It's your boy Skin of Mine. Merry Christmas to you. And you better not look, you better not tell, you better not stitch. I was going to sing a bouquet, but nah, I ain't going to do it.
ain't gonna say you know Christmas joy, Christmas carol shit. Fuck that. I'm your boy Skinny Man. I'm out of here. Peace.